Let's go to Highline and welcome back to the program. This is Kevin Costner. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Is this Mike?
Yes. We talked a long time ago, and we got a short amount of time with you, and I was really looking forward to having you on again because you are not only are you a great actor, but you're a fantastic guest. Never have we had a guy of your caliber that's just willing to talk.
Well, I guess that's the agreement, right? I call you, you call me. We're supposed to talk.
Yeah, but you know how many of your people, when they get on the phone, they clam up and they don't want to talk? You were great. This year is this last like 2 years or 3 years, like all of a sudden the years of Kevin Costner, you've had like a huge, I wouldn't say a comeback because you didn't disappear, but all of a sudden just a string of things come out in the last couple of years. What changed?
Well, I don't know. One of my friends said, "Hey, I don't understand why you're not working." So I went off and did the Hatfield and McCoys, and people seemed to like that. I've got these three little kids that aren't so little anymore. Now they're 4, 5, and 7, and you know, now I just thought, well, I'm going to, you know, start to work a little bit more. You know, maybe I'll go out and make a Western. That's kind of what's on my mind right now.
Is that your passion, the Western stuff, the Wyatt Earp, the Hatfield and McCoys, and, of course, the Dances with Wolves type stuff? Is that really what your passion is?
They're kind of, yeah, I would just tell you this, Mike. They're cooler movies to make in a sense. They're not more important than other kind of movies. They're not more important than JFK or other stuff. But honestly, when you get to go out and, you know, get on a horse and put on guns and kind of look the way you're supposed to look,
yeah,
you just have to admit that that's kind of recess. You know, that's a little bit more fun. And everybody, when they go out and they do that, it's kind of just go, that's why people say, oh, I really want to be in a Western. Because in a way, it's like not any other kind of movie. You're not wearing a tie. You're not wearing some kind of weird, you know, whatever you're doing. You're like, you're in the West.
Yeah.
You know? And you get up and you see somebody you're having breakfast with, and the next thing you're having a shootout with them 2 hours later, you know, and they're trying to kill you, you're trying to kill them. So it doesn't get any funner than a Western if you want to break it down, for sure.
When I had a sad realization as a 43-year-old father the other day. I was watching, one of the shows that my son watches on Nickelodeon, and they're all filled with these hot young girls. And there was a time when I was younger where I thought, well, I could date one of those girls.
Right, girls.
And now I'm an absolute creep for even thinking about it.
Yeah.
You could still get there.
No, you can. There was a time where I remember they were talking about remaking Superman, and Kevin Costner's name came up as Superman, right? There's a possibility he would be Superman, or David Hasselhoff could be Superman. And now, the realization that you're Superman's father, I thought you did a fantastic job, but did that ever sink in? You were like, well, it was 5 minutes ago, I was going to be Superman.
Yeah. No, listen, my eyes are wide open as to what's happening in my life. You know, I certainly wasn't going to put myself through the diet to be Superman. I wasn't going to make my hair curl on my forehead either. So, you know, I got to say, the uniform of Superman always kind of bugged me.
Yeah.
I'm not a Superman guy. I'm not a cape guy. I mean, I appreciate those movies, but you just got to out-act the costume, and I'm not into that.
Well, I'll tell you, we were talking about the movie before you called, and there's two scenes in that movie that I think that you do a fantastic job at, almost without saying anything. One of them is literally without saying anything. The one scene where the kid, where you're showing him the spaceship and they have a little bit of an emotional conversation, the kid said he just wants you to be his dad. I got to tell you, I'm there with my son. I almost started crying in the movie theater. But that's a real, but the way you deliver that line with a little bit of tear in your voice, it's hard to do as a man.
Yeah, well, you know, they say in life only another man can make another man cry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and we look at our wives and you go, I'm not crying at that. But when you see a guy kind of give it all, you know, as a guy, that always makes us step back, you know. And I've always kind of, I mean, it's a generalization what I just said, but I think you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely. And then the other thing that we've always commented on after we saw the movie is how strong of a look that is.
Just a head shake, and you know exactly what you're saying. For him not to show the rest of the people that he's Superman, don't try and save you, that you're good with going and him living his life.
Yeah, it's such a bold scene because there's no dialogue, but you get so much out of it.
Yeah, I mean that was kind of a different part of that whole movie. That kind of, you know, it was like almost, you know, it grounded it in some weird way. Listen, movies when they're working at their best are about stuff like you want to have a catch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird how, you know, I mean, when movies are really working at their very best, they become things you never, ever forget. you know. And movies have an advantage over all of us in a way. You know, it's like anytime we get into like weird situations where we, you know, we have to come up with the right thing to say, half the time we're driving home and go, why didn't I say that?
Yeah.
You know, it always comes to us on our way home. Why didn't I say that? Why didn't I do that? Well, the movies have a way of bringing those kind of pressure moments right in front of us, and then we see a character either get to say the right thing, do the thing we wish we could have done. And, you know, I mean, that's the difference, you know. You know, how did my dad always know what to say to me at a really critical time? Well, when you have kids and your kids are kind of messing up and then you kind of drag them into the room to tell them what time it is, you're thinking to yourself, what am I going to say to this guy?
Right.
Say to my kid.
And you realize your dad had no idea what he was going
to
say.
Like, we're always searching for the words, and it's the people in the movies that seem to know exactly what to say.
Sure. We're talking to Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner, of course, a great actor, but he's going to be at the Strawberry Festival with his band, Modern West. Now, certainly on a much smaller scale, this show has been in this market for 20 years. All the guys that I work with are musicians, and I'm not. And then one day I decided it would be smart if I became one, and we have a band. And the band has become very successful, but immediately with success come all the haters. I could only imagine what you had to go through the first time you said, I'm putting a band together. No matter how good your band could be, everybody's going to be like, stupid Kevin Costner's got to think she's a rock star.
Yeah, he's always
now.
An actor now. Yeah. He's a musician.
No, there's a whole world that like to cut your head off and watch it roll out into the street. But, I mean, what are you going to say to those people? The truth is, when I started to do this band, I didn't have a plan for it. I just wanted to play music wherever I was making a movie, right? So there was no grand plan to make a record. There was no grand plan to get a check. There was no grand plan to tour, nothing. And the only plan was to, you know, was to just play original songs. And that was really kind of all I wanted to do. So I've never felt a need to kind of let anybody know what I was doing. But, you know, weirdly enough, this band is still together 10 years from now. We've played all over the world. I mean, I played the Kremlin. I played South America. I've opened for Paisley and for Kenny Chesney and different guys. And that was not a plan. And so anybody that's listening that's not just a complete prick, you know, a bitter person, they might as well. The trick is just go do what you love to do and then see how that unfolds.
Sure.
So, you know, there's no grand plan with Modern West. It was just to play loud and play really original music for people who are standing and drunk.
Do you write it all?
Yeah, I co-write on a lot of these songs.
Yeah, and
a lot of these songs were written during the making of these movies. So when I play music, are you guys going to be at the festival by chance?
Well, I'll tell you, last time you played, we didn't get the opportunity to come see you. I don't know what the situation is, but I would really like to this time because it actually falls on a time where we can put it in.
He was playing before after the Rays game, and we had a gig that same night.
Okay.
Well, but, you know, hopefully what happens, you come backstage. And then we'll go out there, and you'll see we play really, really hard. And most of these songs, like I said, were written during the making of this movie. So when I come on stage, I don't really try to separate my movie career from my music thing. They go hand in hand. I mean, this isn't a moment where I put on black leather pants and go take me seriously.
If you do that, I'd definitely go. Kevin Costner will be with Modern West at the Strawberry Festival on Saturday at 7:30. When we were talking about your movies before, can you pick? I know actors always say movies are like my babies, and same thing probably with your songs. If you had to pick your top three without Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, well, God, geez.
Yeah, don't go easy.
It's pretty hard for me, and I'm kind of glad on some way that I don't think my career is drilled down to a single movie. But like, what would I'd love Bull Durham. I loved Open Range. I loved, God damn.
I know. I'm gonna tell you mine, whether you want to hear it or not. I love The Perfect World. I was.
Oh yeah, it's great.
I thought that was fantastic. I love seeing you almost as kind of a bad guy. I loved No Way Out. Which
well, there's that great line in Perfect World, right? It's a good size for a boy your age.
Yeah. that kid was great, too. And then No Way Out, which I think was my introduction to you when I was a kid, which was fantastic. And even though this was a little bit more commercial and not maybe the Untouchables will last forever with me.
Yeah.
I never saw the TV show. I never had anything to do with that before, but when I saw that movie, I walked away with a new love for a different kind of mob movie, and I thought it was great.
Well, listen, man, I've had a good run, and I've had it. I've obviously worked for it, but it's not lost on me how good things have been.
Yeah.
You know? And
you never seem bitter. You never seem bitter when you see you don't ever seem like you're in a bad mood about anything. You appreciate all the great things that you've earned.
Well, I'm treated really well wherever I go around the world. You know, it's like I get the good hotels, I get all that stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, when I was 19, 20, that wasn't on the books for me.
Sure.
I was gonna, you know, be a manual labor guy. Was pretty. My dad was, and so, you know, it's like. I know it's been a good run. It hasn't been a perfect run for me. You know, I've been bruised for sure, but anybody has. You know, I've taken big bites out of life, right? But life has taken a few out of me.
What do you what do you think? What's been the worst things that have happened? You mean personally or career wise? Because
always personally. You know, I mean, listen. You know, I went through a divorce. That's no good because then all of a sudden you're staring at your children on the other side of the soccer field.
Yeah.
You know, and you wonder who's going to walk up, you know, next to them. And those are hollow feelings, right? Those are feelings that I'm not the only person that's ever gone through that. But if I say it that way, I think maybe somebody listens and goes, man, I know what that feeling is.
Absolutely.
So it hasn't been perfect, but it's been perfectly great.
Mm.
You know, and when I go to play music, I really have a lot of joy. I mean, there's no better feeling for me than to go out there and these people are ready because I'm going to be ready too. And I want to play my brand of music, and I'm going to turn it up. And everything I do that night is for them.
And the passion that you have for that, I you're right. It's the most fun thing to do, and it's certainly a lot better when you see the people appreciate it. And it's a really satisfying feeling. I think it works when people think that you're going to suck when they come there and they
right,
go, oh,
yeah.
Music will probably suck, but at least it's Kevin Costner. And then when they see it, they go.
I look out there, and I see that arms crossed with the guys. And you know, oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, the truth is, man, the music takes over, and that's what has to happen because somebody shouldn't be able to get by on just their personality. You know, when we make a show, we do an hour and a half, 2 hour show of our own music, and people really enjoy it.
Well, you can see it Saturday at the Strawberry Festival, Kevin Costner and Modern West. Are you a married man now? Yeah, you had three
kids.
Yeah,
huh? I've been married for 10 years. We've been together for 15.
Did you have a best friend? That's my always ask celebrities. Like, because after your first marriage, and you're a guy who's like regarded as one of the sexiest guys in movies. Doesn't your best friend look at you and go, "Don't ever get married again"? Every girl wants to have sex with you.
Yeah, I mean, all the guys saying, "Hey, come on in, the water's great. Get married again. Come on, the water's great." You know, I could be anywhere in the world. I could do anything, but you know, I fell in love. You know, I looked at it and I thought, you know, I can be married again, but you know, the one thing I can't be is married and divorced with children again. And there was no promise that my wife could give me the second time, and that really held me back. I said, and so we dated for 5 or 6 years, but it kind of came to that moment, which is okay. Well, look, if you can't do that, then we're going to go on. And I thought to myself, what am I going to be? Am I going to be a coward and kind of let this kind of love walk out of my life because I'm not sure what the future is going to bring?
Mm.
And I kind of said, well, I'm not going to let this girl walk away. So I thought. My only problem was, could I be as good to these kids as I felt like I was to my first three? Meaning, I was there for all their stuff. I never had to look back and go, "Oh, I was so busy doing my career that I don't know what I missed." And now the second time, how great is this second time with these kids? I think I'd hate myself if that was how I thought about it. So my big question was, can I give these children the same thing that I was able to give Annie, Lily, and Joe? So the answer came up, yeah, I can do that. But, you know, there's no guarantees in life. So, you know, if there's one way to guarantee no pain, don't do anything, okay? If there's one way to guarantee no pain in life, don't love anybody because you won't experience loss.
Yeah.
If you've never loved anybody, then you're just going to go through life like, you know, you've lived in a cave.
Well, you definitely have lived the life, man, and to talk to somebody now at your level and your age that seems to really have taken a lot away. When I always joke with Adam Sandler, and I say that in order for his marriage to work, he just cast really beautiful girls opposite him in every movie that an old, wrinkly New York Jew like him could never get in real life. That's kind of got to be like a little bit of, like, for you, who do you think's the hottest girl you've worked with in the movies over the years?
Oh, man. Oh, God. You know, listen, but part of the secret of being able to work with great girls is don't kiss and tell, man. You don't want to be doing all that stuff. But I don't. I think a lot of guys wanted to be in the bathtub with Sarandon. That was a good. that was a moment for sure. But no, there's like, listen, there's so. I see what you guys see, honestly. You know, I get it.
I'll tell you what I see. I saw a real connection with you and Whitney Houston, right? I mean, there had to be a little extra spark there.
Whitney totally trusted me, and she needed to, because there was a moment in time where this was her first movie. There was a lot coming at her, you know, kind of remember the Gilda Radner, how she had to look left and look right, look left, look right. Who's she going to really trust?
Yeah.
And she made up her mind really early that it was me. And she was right, because it did matter to me how she looked and how she came off. And she was great in that movie. And she was, it was my job to make sure I took care of her. I wanted her to be great in it.
Do you, I know you spoke at the funeral. I think we talked to you right after that last time. Do you know Bobby Brown? Do you look at him like the rest of the world does, that he was kind of the cause of her demise?
I don't know Bobby. I know Bobby just was coming into her life just as we finished the movie. And yeah. Whitney and I weren't pen pals. We didn't do that. I didn't, you know, keep track of her life. That went that direction. I saw pretty much what everybody else saw. Probably enough blame to go around, for sure.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was asked to write her a couple times when things were the darkest. Some mutual friends of hers asked if I would write her something, and I did. I never heard back from her. I don't know if she got them. I don't know, you know what. I don't even really know probably what I wrote. But, we had this moment in time. I was her imaginary bodyguard. What I didn't realize is that's how the world sees me forever.
Yeah.
You know, and then so that's how it ended up me, you know, being there at the memorial. That was not my choice. That was not something that I even thought that I should probably be at. But other people didn't see it that way. And
you know what? You say the world saw that. You're right, because that's my first thing that I thought of when you were there, is that the people around her and her family that know her the best were probably like, I wish it could be about like that time. We wish we could have had that old girl back.
I think so. Listen, you're going to play this back 1,000 times in your life, and all you want for your own children is to make sure that somebody's around them that respects them and loves them.
Yeah.
And is able to kind of advance. You know, listen, we all want to get better, right? We all want a little bit more, you know, and we do in life. And I think that's, they want her back, right? That's what they want. They want it.
But sure.
Life's precious, man, and it rolls. And you can make mistakes, and sometimes you can't come back from the edge. And that's what happens and to some people. I mean, I bet you everybody listening has had that moment where they needed to go left and went right, and it saved their life.
Yeah. Before we let you go, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but work-wise, what else do you want to do? What haven't you done that you want to do?
I don't know. Maybe, I was on the cover of Time magazine once, and I thought to myself, I wouldn't mind being on that cover again, but I would want it to be something other than movies. So
yeah,
I don't know what that is.
That's the thing. For what? Do you want to be so successful with the band? Do you want to invent something? Do you want to say, like, do you have politics in your future?
No politics. I don't know. You know, I really play my life a lot like in the backyard, which when you put your finger in the dirt and draw up a play, so you go deep, you go out to. I really am making my life up all the time. Mm. With what it is I want to do. I'm really grateful for that. I got a book coming out where I'm a co-author in the fall, a big adventure novel, kind of in the vein of like a Rudyard Kipling or Jules Verne. I'm not saying that we're that good, but I'm saying that was my idea, was to be that good. Why not do it unless you want to try to be that good?
Yeah.
So that'll come out. It's called Explorers Guild. So, I don't know, Mike. I make up my life. I'm so glad. I mean, I was not good in school. I was really good in recess. When that fell, everything became possible. And that's kind of how I wanted my life. And to be and to kind of look back, I guess that's how it played out. I have made up my own life.
You know what I would love to see, because I think of these guys in the same vein as you, if I could cast a movie, have you with your older brother, Harrison Ford, and your father, Clint Eastwood.
Put it together, like a family thing?
Yeah. I think that would be perfect.
That would be perfect. Well, listen, you know, there's a, I don't know how it's going to play out. I got some perfect roles in my mind that you might dig once you see them. But I do hope you guys check out Black or White. I don't know if you've seen it. I hope people driving around check it out. I made it for you.
It got good reviews. I heard the reason why I know about it is because I heard them talking about it on the news. I think when you make a movie like that and everybody goes, oh, and then all of a sudden they hear good reviews, then they get attracted
that
to it.
That and McFarlane is out right now.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Black and White, I say some things I think you guys probably wish you'd get to say. So you know, check it out. And I hope you come backstage and before it all gets started.
Yes, right? Saturday, Kevin Costner and Modern West at the Strawberry Festival, 7:30. Get there early. You can go to floridastrawberryfestival.com and get tickets. And, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Hopefully we'll talk to you when the book comes out and help promote the book. And look forward to the second half of your career.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Take it easy. There you go. The great Bye-bye. Kevin Costner.